Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. At Midnight, I Will Rise is the fifth book from author David Jenkins, revealing more secrets since the foundation of the world. David's book is a compendium of revelation, understanding, and knowledge. It does not only reveal God and His counsel and will to humankind and helps believers grow up to become the people He wants them to be, it also reveals how awesome God is and how wondrous His words are. At Midnight, I Will Rise will keep readers seeking God and be awed by His wonders. David describes himself as a simple, ordinary, average man that has truly put all his trust into our Father and the King James Version of the Bible. At no time since our Father baptized him with the Holy Ghost in 2016 has he sought any knowledge of the Bible and or Father by any other means. Now, because time is closing in on us, David shares his knowledge with the world. And David Jenkins, author of At Midnight I Will Rise, is our guest on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. Thank you for being with us.
Well, appreciate you having me.
A wonderful job that you've done, a very important job on this book as well as the others, and we'll mention those as we go through the conversation. Let's go back to where this started for you. Where did you get this interest in the Bible? Why did this become so important to you?
Well, back in 2011 is when the Father called me to the Bible, and there's a lot of things that people don't understand. A misconception that a lot of people don't truly understand is, but I went through a phase of my life that, I'll say it, it's in the books. Back in 2009, I tried to take my life. And it was 2011 when the Father called me to the Bible and come to know that we have to hate our lives, as the words of Jesus say. If we, in order to be a disciple of Jesus, you have to hate thy mother, thy brother, thy father, thy son, the son-in-law, daughter-in-law. You have to hate even your own life. And, well, I fell into that category, obviously. And then he called me to the Bible, and I read it for the first time, and there was three things in there that caught my attention and made me feel like the Bible was talking about our lives today. And one of those things really felt like it was talking about my life personally. You know, he tells us that we'll have failing eyes. Many of us wear glasses, contacts. I wear glasses myself. A lot of people have had LASIK surgery that's, you know, now available. He tells us there's a way of he'll give us cleanness of teeth. When I grew up, I was taught that people of the past didn't have a way to clean their teeth. But the King James Version of the Bible was published in 1611, but yet he's talking about having a cleanness of ways to have a cleanness of teeth. Then I read something in Deuteronomy 28 or 32, I can't remember exactly which verse it was, but it says, I will give your children to be raised by other men. Well, in 2009, when I tried to take my life, that's what that was about. It's because I've got five children, and I had just split up with a woman that I had my fifth child with, and I never had any contact with my first four children. This is all explained in the books.
Yes.
So I'm thinking I wasn't going to have any contact with my fifth child, too. So I was like, all my kids are being raised by other men. That made me realize the Bible was talking about our lives today, and it made me feel like it was talking about my life personally. And that's when I fell in love with the scriptures right then and there. It was like I was addicted. It was like that created a fear of God in me. It's like, how in the heck could he be talking about my life this many years ago when this Bible was written so many years ago? How could he be talking about my life? That established my fear for God right there. You know, as we're told throughout the Bible, the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, what a fascinating background, this transformation that you went through. And you alluded to this several times. If you think the Bible is something that's not relevant today, this is this old document, and, you know, you may find things that apply to your life, but it's really not relevant today. That's wrong, isn't it? It is relevant today, and it was relevant to you back when you read this a few years ago.
Yeah, back when I first read it, the first time I read it, I read that. I remember sitting at my desk when I was reading it. I literally, when I read that in Deuteronomy, it was just like, that's talking about me. I mean, that was exactly how I felt. I felt like it was talking about me. And, well, come to find out, yes, it was. It is my exact life. That's, you know, my life is described throughout the Bible. David of Psalm89.com, this new website that just had established. The reason the Father told me to name that site this site is because I am David of Psalm89. I am the one he's making into the firstborn. And we all should know who that is. That's Jesus. He's making me into Jesus. I'm not Jesus yet, as it talks about in Hebrews 9, okay? Being made perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm being made perfect. It says, being made perfect, he became the author of our salvation. This, I'm working on the sixth book now, but I've got five books already, and these five books give an understanding of our Father, who he is, what he's doing, and why he's doing what he's doing. Because we're told in several spots in the Bible that if we don't have an understanding of our Father, that he will not have any mercy on us. He will not show favor to anyone. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've done. If you don't understand the Father, what he's doing and why he's doing it, he's not going to show any mercy. And with everything that's going on now, that's, you know, this is when we're going to need his mercy at the most. We're going to need him to grab a hold of our hands and walk us through what's coming.
This is really a relevant book today. This book is At Midnight I Will Rise. This is the fifth of a series of books. If you go to David's website, which is David of Psalm, PSALM89.com, great information there, information on all of the books. And we've got this, the link for David's website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll find all of his books available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, not just this one, urlinkpublishing.com. So a number of sources to get information on the book. You answer so many questions, and we're just going to touch on the surface in our brief conversation today. But one is the difference between baptism of the Holy Ghost and of water. Could you briefly explain that?
Yes. When the Father first called me to the Bible in 2011, he had me go to a church, get baptized with water. Right after I got baptized with water, he told me to get out. This is explained in the second book, Behold a Greater Than Jonas is Here. He kicked me out of the man-made built church. And then in 2016, after he told me to listen to the Bible, I heard the engrafted word spoken about in James 1:21, and I kept hearing things, take no food for your journey, do not take no second coat, take no water, don't take any script money. And so I was under the impression I was going to die. I was getting ready to make a trip out into the wilderness to die. And so what I did is I gave everything I owned away, including all monies. At that time, I was working a job making around between $1,200 and $1,500 a week. And I got paid Friday. I tried to do it on my own Saturday. Then Monday night, Tuesday morning, 4:13 in the morning, he called me out into the wilderness. After I gave everything I owned away, this is all explained in the fourth book, Jesus is Here, and the third book, Jesus Christ in the Flesh. I gave everything I owned away to the poor and needy, except the clothes on my back. I walked out into the wilderness thinking I was physically going to die. I found a secluded spot, spent 40 hours out there, and then something told my conscience, go back into town. I went back into town, and it took a few weeks after that is when I realized, that's when the Father told me, he says, no, it wasn't a physical death, it was a spiritual death. That was me willingly laying down my life. That's the difference between baptism of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of water. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is giving up the ways of this world, giving up everything in this world, and going to work father. That's what physically and spiritually happened.
So much in this new book of David's, David Jenkins. The book is At Midnight I Will Rise. His website, davidofpsalm89.com. And all this, and a link for that on our website. How does the Bible show that we are reigning with Christ now? How is that shown?
The first thing we have to look about that is Colossians 3:11. Christ is in all and is all. Okay, there is no more Jew, there is no more Greek, there is no more there is no more circumcised or uncircumcised, but everybody, Psalm 119, is a servant of God. Everybody is a vessel of God. God, you are the temple of God. God breathed life into all of us. Jesus in John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That life is what God breathed into us at the beginning, in the beginning of the Bible, which takes us to Isaiah 46:10. God says, declaring the end from the beginning and making, I don't remember exactly how he worded it, it says here, from ancient times, declaring, making things known that are not done yet. Now, what that leads to is a lot of people don't, and this is what the fifth book really expounds on, a lot of people think Jesus was here 2,000 years ago, but when you read Hebrews 9:26, for often he must suffer since the foundation of the world, but once in the end of the world, as he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Okay. Often he must suffer since the foundation of the world. That's everybody that's ever been on the planet. Jesus is in everybody. That's how we can know for certain that we're reigning with Christ now. This is the thousand-year reign that is spoken about in Isaiah, in Revelation. But people think that's coming after the end of the world. No, we're reigning with Christ now. That's what God means by when he said, Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, making known the things that are not done yet. See, he declared the days of Jesus back in Isaiah.
Yes.
Well, in the Old Testament.
It's just such a fascinating read. This is the fifth in the series. This book is At Midnight, I Will Rise. The others are available. You can get them on David's website, Amazon, all of the usual places. davidofpsalm89.com is his website. That's up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You click it, it will take you directly there. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. So many questions. Let me get this one in here. How is it just the days of Noah now?
Okay, the days of Noah right now, we are in a spiritual flood. This is the flood that I seen in 2019, right before the first contraction from our mother. But this world is covered in this spiritual flood, Isaiah 46. Oh, Jeremiah 46:8. Sorry.
Okay.
Egypt rises up like a flood, covers this earth. Father sent me to Hawaii in 2019. I've seen this flood. This is explained in the fourth book, Jesus is here, and in the fifth book, At Midnight I Will Rise. This is explained in detail. I've seen this flood. This flood covers this world. This flood's name is Egypt. It's a spiritual. We got to remember John 4, verses 23 and 24. Where it says, the hour shall come and now is that all true worshipers of God must worship God in spirit. God is a spirit and seeks those that will worship in him in spirit and truth. Truth, Psalm 119, verse 142, is thy law. The law is where we get to find the truth. But it to be just as the days of Noah, this world is covered in a spiritual flood. And many people are running off the imagination of their hearts, thinking that the Bible, they don't listen to the Father. They listen to everything else that man comes up with instead of the Bible, which is why God destroyed the earth in the days of Noah. That's why he got sick of the people on the land, because they were living off they were going off the imagination of their heart. And most of this world today goes off their imagination of their heart, which is the first book, goes back to the first book that he had me write, Father, forgive us, we haven't been listening. Nobody listens to the Father. Nobody hearkens to what he has to say. Nobody wants anything to do with him. They want something to do with this false guy that supposedly come here 2,000 years ago and said, you can do whatever you want. You automatically got a free seat into my father's house. No, that's not how it's going to work. And that's what people have got to come to the realization of.
Once you read At Midnight, I Will Rise, if you haven't read David's four other books, you will want them, and they are available. You'll find them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Order them, and you'll read about them on David's website, davidofpsalm89.com. How is it that so many of us completely misunderstand the Ten Commandments, which is sort of the foundation of what we're led to believe? Why are we misunderstanding?
Okay, right, for one thing, and then first commandment is, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. And people do not realize how easy it is to have another god. Another god is anything that you put your trust into. This truck that I drive, it's a god. I trust it to get me from point A to point B to point C, back to point A to whatever. It's a god. I trust it. But if God says, thou shalt not have any other gods before me, I shall not trust this truck more than I do the Father.
Yes.
There's a miscommandment. Then we got the commandment of thou shalt not kill. A lot of people don't understand what killing is. Okay, they think of this as actually taking another man's life. Yes, this is talked about in the Bible too, but when we're killing someone, supposed to worship God in spirit. Everything about the Bible is spiritual. So when you see a homeless man or someone that needs help and you drive by them and you say, you know what, I got better things to do, you just spiritually killed this man, because he is equal to you. He or she is equal to you. We are all equal in our Father's eyes. The poor will always be in the land. So when we ignore this person, I don't want to give them money, I'm not going to help them out, we're spiritually killing them. And this is explained. This is given in a parable too, about the one parable that talks about where the man went into the city, got beat up, left for dead, and the pastor, that's the words the King James Version of the Bible use, a pastor walked by him, saw him, and he walked past him, didn't help him out. A Levite saw him, walked past him, didn't help him out. Then a good Samaritan, I believe is how it's worded, saw him, helped him out, put him in a hostel, and said, I'll pay up the rest of his return when I get back. I'll pay up the rest of the bill on my return. He took him. He didn't know him. It wasn't like he was just trying to, I'll help this one, not this one. But the way the Bible explains it, this man helped this guy out. This is our neighbor. We're supposed to love thy neighbor as ourselves. Your neighbor is anyone you see. So if that pastor and that Levite that walked past that guy, they spiritually killed that guy, because they personally said, spiritually told the Father, I got more in my life. Whatever I got to do in my life is more important than helping out your other child, because everybody is a child of God.
So much more on all of these topics and many more topics in David's book, At Midnight I Will Rise. His website again, davidofpsalm89.com. Book available, the books available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, urlinkpublishing.com, all of them links on our website. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to close by something you talk about, Satan. Where is Satan? Who is Satan? That's unfair to ask that question, say you got several minutes to answer it, but where is Satan, briefly?
Man is Satan. Man is Satan. Verify that. God told, in the beginning of the Bible, God told Satan, the serpent, that on thy belly thou shalt go, and dirt, dust thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. Started showing this in the third book, and the fourth of this is the son of perdition revealed. He is revealed now. Man eats about 6 pounds of dirt in their lifetime. Every human out here. And that's where you have to go to the beginning of the Bible to understand what the light is that God created on the first day. We were already here, but God breathed life into us. That light that he created on the very first day is what we're supposed to turn back to, as it's talked about in John 3:16, 17, and 18, and 19. Talks about us turning back to that light. Man, as a whole, is Satan. They don't want anything to do with God. They don't want anything to do with God's ways, even though our Father's ways are perfect, righteous, and justified. Man thinks they can obtain eternal life by doing things differently other than the Father's.
Very nice job of explaining that briefly and very understandable. And that's what you'll find in David's books, not only this one, but all of them, that he takes these topics and breaks it down so that we can understand them. This book, At Midnight I Will Rise, David Jenkins. Squeeze this in here. What do you hope, David, the message that resonates, the takeaway as people read At Midnight I Will Rise, what do you hope are the main takeaways from reading the book?
For people to realize, okay, the debt in Christ to rise. I rose in 2016 when I went out and sacrificed my life in that baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want people, the debt in Christ, to be able to understand that we got to take the veil off of our hearts, turn back to the Father of the Old Testament, and start to understand who he is, what he's doing, and why he's doing what he's doing.
And it's all explained in the series of books. You mentioned you're working on another book. How are you coming with that? When will that be available?
I'm hoping to have the manuscript done by the end of June. Depending on how long it takes you, Arlene, to get out. They told me it'd be 3 or 4 months after I submit the manuscript. It's published. So hopefully before, October, November of this year, it should be available. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, that's something to look forward to in the fall, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Our guest has been David Jenkins. He's the author, in this case, we're focusing on At Midnight I Will Rise, but 4 other books, all of them available, still in publication. You'll find them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, urlinkpublishing.com. And very importantly, because you'll get information on David, it's a great website, a lot of good information there, some videos, a blog. You'll really get a lot of very important life-altering messages on his website, davidofpsalm89.com, and that'll be the link we'll have on our website. David, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Time has gone by too quickly. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us. A pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for joining us. You're welcome. David Jenkins, our guest. The book is At Midnight I Will Rise. That book and all of the books, information on his website, davidofpsalm89.com, and our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.